lovely listeners. Welcome to Around the Console. This is your agony uncle here. I'm just coming to reassure you that if, since our last episode, you've been struggling to give or receive head, the problem, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, because we're moving away from that and we're going on to our big finish audio, our penultimate big finish audio, the light at the end. I am your host, Craig, and as always, I am joined by my fellas, gorgeous Whovians, Cliff, Bob, John, and Sucky, to find out what they thought about this special 50th anniversary Doctor Who celebration.
Awesome. AI couldn't do that, just saying.
No, AI wouldn't have done that. No, that was classic. That was classic Craig.
Thank you, gents.
A mixture of innuendo and quality.
Not subtle innuendo, just outright talking about fellatio right there.
No, I said give or receive head. You interpreted that. I was referring to poor old, Morbius needing
don't
some.
Give me that.
Anyway.
Cock.
let's talk about, boys, the light at the end. I'm just going to go around the console, and I think I'm going to let you all talk lengthily about this. So I'm going to go to Sucky first. He's got a big beaming smile on his face. I'm hoping it's positive. Go on, Sucky. What did you think? First thoughts.
Okay. I have listened to this story on a number of occasions, not least because I've actually got a special edition copy behind me.
Oh, shit, he would have.
Yeah. Wow. Limited edition. But it's also one of these stories where I just can't get my head around it. And because it's so long, it just did my head in this time round. And I've listened to it about four times since we were meant to record this. And I still don't know, understand what was going on until I think today when I listened to it again. So it's middling story for me.
Okay, Bob.
I don't even know. I've tried to listen to it. I keep falling asleep. I've no idea what's going on. It's just a load of people being Doctor Who and assistants from the past in its history, which I'm sure is very good. I can't get through it without falling asleep. So I don't know. It's just a load of fan stuff that I've somehow out of the VAS. Something else, Masters in it a bit, loads of Doctor Who people. I've no idea. Like I say, I kept falling asleep, so I'm not really listening to it all in cohesion. So I'd be useless in this episode, I'm afraid.
John, your
fault. Well, who am I going to echo? Sucky or Bob here? I listened to it once, and I'm patiently waiting for Sucky to respond with what was actually fucking going on, because Bob says there's an awful lot of stuff going on. Well, it's like the problem was, I think there was so many individual little stories. Each Doctor had its own little issue, and so we got like eight tales in one. It was just like, it was too much. But there were some good moments, I'm sure, that were there, maybe. I don't know. We'll ask Sucky at the end.
Sucky, you're on this one.
Are you going to shed any improvement on this kind of
light at the end? Mood. There was no fucking light at the end. It took ages to get there. I had to listen, I fell asleep. And you know what it feels like? It feels like someone's gone, let's see how many people we can get in this story, and then go, let's write a story. Rather than writing something and then just pulling the good talents. I think it tried to be clever. It's either gone way over my head or it just wasn't clever. There's just too many plots which didn't communicate very well to each other.
It could also not be clever and still gone over your head.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm getting really bad.
Well, it's not like Craig.
I've got to echo what you said. I'm struggling with the big finish audios anyway. They don't hold my attention. The fact that this was 2 hours long, I'd lost the will to live probably after like the first 20 minutes. And I found the first episode completely tedious. I did enjoy the second episode, but the reason I enjoyed the second episode was to pass the boredom. I'd leveled up my character, my D&D. And that is being
geeky. Is that saying that on Doctor Who?
It is totally truthful. And in the end, I kind of thought, I think I know what's been going on. It was about the Master. It was about the 23rd of November. All the Doctors were in it, and I'll bluff my way through the rest. That was how I kind of saw this episode. So this is how I'm feeling about Big Finish in general anyway. Come on, Sucky, help us out.
So what happened, Sucky? Is it
the
good?
The story was the Master discovered that some of the Time Lord CIA, whoever you like, Celestial Intervention Agency, right, they had gone to a planet where they were selling merchandise, war stuff, basically. And so the Master blackmailed them to say, I'll take one of these devices, otherwise I'm going to tell the rest of the High Council that you are buying these weapons. So they let him take the one weapon. That one weapon is a device that eradicates a certain thing in somebody's life. And what this person did, what the Master did was give it to the father and son at the beginning. The father, once he saw a TARDIS, he said it's impossible. Once he said that weapon came into effect and starts deleting the TARDIS from existence. Once that TARDIS starts deleting from existence, it doesn't start, the Doctor doesn't travel anywhere, doesn't meet the companions, and so on. I think that was the story. Once the first Doctor realised what was going on, he then put the fast-release switch, which means that he never came to wherever this father and son were, so that this father and son never saw the TARDIS, so it could never exist.
What a dull story.
Out of existence. And this is how you got all the other Doctors involved, because he was going slowly through their timelines, destroying or taking away companions left.
Got to be honest, this sounds like an entirely different story than the one I listened to.
It's because it's a hidden
way. I knew the TARDIS was getting attacked. That's the only thing I could really pick up on.
And the things that the Doctor did were being non-existent. Like the Daleks managed to conquer the Earth in 2000, whatever it was, 1 AD, because the Doctor's involvement was gone. Is that right? I kind of...
Because the TARDIS ain't there. The TARDIS ain't going to take him to these places, so the Doctor ain't going to be there to change
it. Was it badly done that I didn't have a clue what you're saying?
Well, the fact that all five of us are feeling this, and we're all big Doctor Who fans, and we're intelligent men, Cliff-ish, and we're kind of... we're there with that.
I think it's mainly to do with the fact there's so many characters in this that they had to incorporate. Yeah, they had to incorporate them all in. Once they start incorporating them all into the story, you've got to give them somewhere to do, and it just the main storyline sort of gets hidden.
I thought whoever written it has been Nicholas overwatching Briggs. It's a Wonderful Life, and they based it all on that. What would happen if this guy had never been? And
but I also think that this is what you get, because I remember somebody commenting when there was the recent three episode specials that weren't really special enough. They should have more Doctors in them. But this is what happens when you get too many fucking Doctors in something.
Yeah. This is when you try too much for the fans. Yeah. Was it a 50th anniversary, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can give a positive on it.
Yeah.
Definitely. We often say that one of the things about Big Finish is sometimes the voices sound very similar, so you don't actually know who's saying what. I actually did know who was saying what, because obviously recognised Perry's voice and Conor Berry. I didn't know what they were saying, but at least I knew this time who was saying it.
Positives as well is I think Ian Chesterton, William Russell, he did the voice of the first Doctor.
I was about to ask how they did that.
That was very good. I don't know who did Pat Troughton.
Was it Clip? Was it Snippet?
No, Fraser Hines.
Fraser Hines did it. Yeah. So it's kind of good. So the voices were really good of the actors that are no longer present.
Yeah, because I actually wondered if
Peter Purvis, William Russell either, and Fraser Hines. I've heard Fraser Hines is Patrick Troughton, which is very good. Who does John Pertwee? Is it someone from...
Tim Trelaw, I think it was.
Trelaw, yeah. And he's very good.
He sounded exactly the same.
He sounds brilliant.
Tim Trelaw does the third Doctor now for Big Finish properly.
Yeah, so they were really good, the people that did the deceased Doctors. So that was definitely a positive. And you're right, you could tell who the voices were and all that kind of stuff.
I like the Master's involvement.
Was it Jeffrey?
Yeah, it was like the decomposing one, wasn't Jeffrey Beaver, is it?
Yeah. And he was really good.
Yeah, I like that. You don't get to see that Master very often. You know, everyone kind of goes back to the archetypal kind of, Roger Delgado and the other guy.
Beards.
Yeah, that's it.
You've got to though, say it's well done to Big Finish, really, to get this many actors in there. Not just including the surviving doctors, but so many companions that they've used. I mean, there's a big roster here. Leland, Nyssa, Perry, Ace, Charlie.
Oh, yeah, Perry.
Susan, Ian, Stephen, Vicky, Sarah, yeah. Polly, Jamie,
Sarah
Zoe,
Kingdom's
Joe,
in there, isn't she?
Yeah.
Egan Turler.
Sucky, though, I am just going to quote Jurassic Park. Just because you can, or just because you could, doesn't mean you should. Hey. So it's like, yeah, they can do it, but really, was there any point in it? I'd rather listen
just
to...
Just because you can Catholic doesn't mean you sham.
Yeah,
that's
a song.
I made that mistake.
That's a song, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, we think back to when we reviewed that episode, that one story with just Adric, The Full Life, was it called, or something like that? And we all loved it, and it was understandable. You were involved. It was purposeful. This was just a mess.
Yeah,
that's my feeling.
No, no,
and it's not very often I'll say that.
I kind of don't want to say that.
It wasn't a mess. It was just something that required 100% focus on to get. And I personally can't do that very well with audio unless I'm in bed and I can't listen to a whole thing.
Yeah.
Bed and not fall asleep halfway through it.
Yeah, it's tricky because I really wanted to really get invested in it, but I just couldn't get in. And normally after when I've tried to do it a few times, I can get in, but that's normally with the shorter ones, you know, the 50-minute ones and that.
Yeah, yeah.
With these long ones, I just don't know where I am with it. Even it's just hard, man. I find it hard. I find it a struggle. So
I find the actual idea of the story would have worked if it would have took a majority of the people out. It's a kind of clever idea of a story, you know, having something taken away and that. If they would have just taken out all the people, could have just done it with one doctor.
So obviously this was one of the ones suggested to us as like the some of the best Big Finish. And this is the penultimate one. We've only got one more to go. So how are we feeling about Big Finish overall? I mean, they seem very mixed.
I'll be honest, I'm looking forward to not doing any more Big Finish for a while. Although, saying that, when we first started this, you know,
we had things like the Chris Eccleston one,
amazing. Monster in Metropolis. Yeah. And then I think, reflecting back on it, we have done some really good ones.
Yeah.
But it seems like we've left these very long
tailed
ones.
Off. It tailed off, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, these long ones till the end. I think now we know.
Luke Garou was the start of the long ones, but yeah. And reviewed that, and that seems gone.
But that was better. At least that was better.
Yeah, it was a good story.
That was good.
Yes.
I think most have been good. I think this one is maybe making us a bit jaded, and it's not like we're never going to listen to Big Finish again. And it's been a good, you know, there's been many positives that I think we've forgotten after this one for some reason. That it feels like we've had enough. What was the last one we did? We didn't.
So the last one. We weren't sure about Davros. We liked it, but we thought it was too long.
I can't remember Davros really.
It's tricky though. But they have to find. There's got to be a perfect length to.
Yeah, yeah.
For everything. Don't, Craig.
You gave me the entry.
Not too long.
There's got to be a sweet spot, hasn't there?
Yeah, and I think
where it's like you can maintain my interest for us that long because I'm a human being. I'm just not just going to sit there with my eyes closed and listen to this audio.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing other things. It needs to have. Exactly. It needs to be later focused in its narrative.
I'd love the opportunity to sit there with my headphones on, which I rarely get for 2 hours, without falling asleep and just closing my eyes and without falling asleep again, to try and just really picture what's going on. And I think if you're able to do that with Big Finish, you're going to massively benefit from it. But I just don't have the capacity or ability to do it, which, you know, for longer than.
We're old and jaded, Bobs. We're old and jaded.
Yeah. It's a shame because this big finish, you know, when it came out on a monthly basis, you know, in the dark times when Doctor Who wasn't on telly, it was like sent from the gods because it was brilliant.
And I used to subscribe and listen to it with total passion and love.
And I think then they've just there's too much of it as well.
Overwhelming.
And I think that I mean, there's quality there, absolutely.
Yeah, there's quality.
It's just tough. I think sometimes.
So where are we going next then?
Well,
where is our next one?
No, I was just going to say I am still listening to Big Finish stuff. In I mean the Eighth Doctor Chronicles, Eighth Doctor ones are quite good, and the Ninth Doctor, the Chris Eccleston ones.
I want to listen to them.
All standalone stories, 50 minutes each. fantastic. You don't even have to have any backstory, back history, and then just zip along. And there's other stories within the ranges that are just great. But the fact, I think, as we've always said, is that we've got a bit jaded having to listen to a lengthy story, which was slightly hard to follow, and it's just clouding our judgment as to whether we're going to continue listening to more stories. But there is some really good quality stories.
There is. And I think it's this one has maybe been a surprising struggle, because it's all there for the fans, all these people the voices and all that.
I think the problem with this particular episode is that you have to be a particular mindset in order to listen to it, and you've got to be the sort of, without wanting to be disparaging to Sucky, you've got to be one of the sorts of people that is interested in the people that are doing the acting as well.
Yeah.
Because then you have a whole different thing to hang your hat on to listen to it, so you can get more engaged in it. But the rest of us, and I'm sure, like, whichever Dwayne or Philip picked this one up, I'm sure that's their mindset as well. With regards to the Doctor Who and the actors.
I do remember listening to it at the time, so it'd be 10 years ago when this came out, and I remember really enjoying it. So I thought I was going to enjoy it, and I just could not get in. I could not get in this time.
Maybe because of all the stuff we've listened to, it should be really good. There's going to be a few drops, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's
then
fine.
We're always
it's
comparing fine. It to that.
Mm-hmm. I've got one more left, which is Master, which is like Davros, but Master.
Yes.
So it's, yeah. Origins of the Master, is it, this one?
It's not, I don't think. I listened to this a long time ago when it came out.
Origins of the Master, is it? No.
Oh. No. I presume it is the Master, though.
It is the Master. Don't they do... They did Omega Davros and the Master, didn't they, if I remember rightly? Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
So it is the Master, but I only have vague recollections of it.
Who wrote it?
The Master.
Mate, Joe Lister.
Sweet.
Joe Lister, that's who we interviewed.
I'll see if I can speak to Joe about it as well once we listen to it.
Well, if it's Joe, I'll probably try hard to absorb it this time, to be honest.
Which was the one we did that Joe did before that we spoke to him about that we absolutely loved?
That's
the Advic one.
Yeah,
that was awesome. Full Life. Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Positive.
That was the sort of thing that was like, this is for a 50th anniversary. So that was, the Advic one was a perfect love letter.
Yeah,
because it was focused and we knew it was on. This is a love letter to an entire bloody...
To everything.
Everything, yeah. So it's just too much.
Yeah. Okay. Just as a side note to next time listen to this episode for Master, you know, we've just done Brian Morbius with Philip Maddock. Mm-hmm. He's in this next story, The Master.
That's nice. Oh, there we go.
See, that's exactly what I mean about Sucky and his, like, in the actors and who's doing what and...
Oh, and Charlie Hines.
The thing is, I like all that. And
you don't
retain
that knowledge as much as Sucky does. Sucky's like an encyclopedia.
The thing is, the floor manager works on it.
That's
got me phone here.
Yeah. Wonderful. So that's good, isn't it? Do we do two words?
Is it two words? We do normally do two words on this, don't we? So I'm going to give you just 2 seconds to think about this and check AI. I'm going straight to Cliff, because he's looking excited. Go on, Cliff.
Yeah, because I just thought of it. Yeah.
Go on, go for it.
Cures insomnia.
Get in. I think we might be going down this line for all of us. Sucky?
I'm not sure what to say, but it is rambling mess, I'd say. It's too much, and there's too much stuff going on, and it should have been a bit more
longest
shorter,
two words I've ever heard.
Rambling mess.
Two paragraphs, rambling mess. Okay, so, John?
I don't want to be too harsh and say something like utter bullshit, but I'm going to say just calm. Just calm.
Okay.
You don't need all these doctors and that, do we?
No, we don't. We don't at all. Bob?
I'm going to say hunting Velociraptor.
Oh, I like it.
Just because I'm looking at a new... So I've got a new... I've got a dinosaur deck that I'm putting together in Magic, the Gathering.
Right, okay. Right.
Some Jurassic Park cards, which I quite like. And this hunting Velociraptor one, it's very good. You get a cheap... prowl cost to get out big expensive dinosaurs. It's £24 for a piece of cardboard, and I'm probably going to buy it, which is ridiculous.
And my two words
That's entirely appropriate.
Yeah. So, talking about,
I think we got slightly excited there. My two words would definitely be distractions needed. Because it was...
The last thing you fucking need. Because it's all distraction.
I couldn't concentrate. I had to have something.
Avoid distractions should be what your two words should be.
Don't drive. Is exactly
don't listen and drive. Yeah. Don't listen
and drive. I'm going to go with don't drive.
Not operate heavy machinery after this.
Well, thank you very much, guys. We don't need to roll the dice for next time, do we? Because it's our final. It's the master.
Yeah.
So, in that case, thank you, lovely listeners, for joining in. Hopefully the light is at the end, but it certainly is now because the podcast has come to an end. We shall see you next time for our review of The War Machines. This has been Cliff, Bob, Sookie, and John and myself having a lovely chat with you. Take care and join us around the console next time. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, Philip.
Well done, chat.
Thanks, Philip and Dwayne from the Science Volume.
Whose pick was it? Philip's or Dwayne's?
It might have been Philip. I think.
All right.
I've not got my phone on me at the moment, so
I felt like it was a Dwayne one.
No, I think it's. Let's find out. No, we're gonna still going. We're not finished the podcast.
End of the episode.
Yeah, but to be honest, with Craig's outro like was so good.
I know. So it took some real brain power, that. Yeah,
I know, but don't worry. We'll edit it. We'll edit around it.
No, we're not.
There's never any editing.
No, that's what I mean.
It's Philip. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Cheers, Philip.
Stand correct.
2 hours, I'll never get back.
Right.
Philip. Sorry, man.
Anyway. Yeah, Philip, you just say the word and I'll kill Craig's character that he just leveled up the other day.
No, send us the call, Philip. Send us the call. Anyway, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye, people.